Chapter 2. The Stoical Mindset. Before we can go any further, we must first establish what it is that Stoicism stands for, and the mindset and beliefs that its adherents hold to. At its simplest, the goal of the Stoic, as first codified by Zeno, is happiness through a good flow of life, living in accordance with nature through the application of reason. What this means is to be able to take whatever may come in our stride, and maintain a reserve of inner peace regardless of our surroundings. The source of all of our feelings is from within, be it positive or negative. The source is not from outside of us. The goal, then, is to build on our inner peace and happiness while banishing fear, anxiety, and other negative emotions. A core tenet of Stoicism, and one of the greatest keys to building that inner reserve of positive emotion, is building a faculty of discernment between those things that are within our control versus those that are outside of it. And this faculty is important enough to warrant being discussed in much greater detail further on. It is impossible to balance both categories. Reaching for things that are beyond our control leaves us with far less energy to master those which are within our control, and is also subject to a great deal of hindrance and resistance, as well as being liable to engender disturbance and ill favor from others. Reaching for those things we can control is not subject to these negatives. Another truth about things that are outside our control is that they are generally within the control of others. Reaching for and desiring them opens us to control by others. The one who can give or take away what someone desires is by default their master. In order to avoid inadvertently becoming co-opted into servitude, we avoid desiring those things that are dependent on others. An important realization to make is that our perceptions of the things that happen to us are not real. They are wholly manufactured by our minds. Outside forces are not what make us feel a certain way. It is our own selves that do. If something happens that seems unpleasant to us, it is not the occurrence itself which is unpleasant. It is our own perception of it. It remains completely up to us to alter that perception so that it no longer has power over us. And it is also entirely within our power to alter our general outlook on the world so that the number of things that have the possibility of negatively affecting us is drastically reduced. Stoics also acknowledge and celebrate that being social creatures is a very important and integral part of our nature. A part of achieving a good flow of life is therefore living in harmony with our fellow human beings. Avoidance of conflict and accommodating the needs and happiness of those around us is therefore a very important part of the Stoic's life. Another very important and inescapable fact is that we all have a limited time on this earth, and eventually all of us are going to die. Stoics recognize and accept our impending mortality and adjust their lives and actions accordingly. Since life is so precious and brief, it is important not to spend it chasing after things that are not important, as well as to avoid wasting our energy trying to control things that we cannot. Life is too full of possibilities to die with regret and dissatisfaction. Therefore, we must use our efforts wisely and apply them to what is within our reach. Stoics aim to gather as much wisdom on how to live life as possible and to work to apply that wisdom immediately so as to spend as little time as possible living in a less than optimal manner. From these basic principles alone, it is possible to build a good image of the optimal life. It is a great bonus, then, that we have volumes of more specific writings that provide guidelines on how to achieve it. Among these writings are some practical exercises that the Stoic can undertake in order to build one's appreciation of what we already possess, curb the desire for things that are beyond our control from taking over our lives, and purge the fear, anxiety, and other negative emotions that seem to be part of the human condition. The following chapters will look at these techniques in detail, including the deeper rationale behind them, and further discussion on their benefits.